Anyone who drops a child off to be cared for by someone else is generally dropping a lot of money on the care. Child care takes up a big chunk of family income across the country. It's especially acute in Oregon and California, where child care takes up more than 12% of average income. Child care annually costs more than $21,000 in Oregon on average. In California, more than $22,000 a year. The figures are contained in the report Parents and the High Cost of Child Care. This is the 2016 edition put out by Child Care Aware of America. That is where Michelle McCready is the chief of policy, and she's our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. Michelle, thanks for joining us.
Great to be here, Jeff. Thank you.
Give us a little history on the report. It sounds like it's been out for several years now, right?
That's right. This is actually our 10th edition of the Parents and the High Cost of Child Care report in 2016.
All right. And tell us about the motivations behind it and the methodology in it.
Yeah, absolutely. So we are research and have partner organizations all across the country, child care resource and referral agencies that supply us with the data. And we've been looking at the cost and the access to child care that parents have experienced for over a decade now.
And so so let's talk about child care resource and referral. We were going to have a guest on from Oregon's Central Child Care Resource and Referral Agency, still working on her. But this seems like an issue in a lot of states, being able to know where to go to find child care.
That's exactly right. And actually, you can visit our website, childcareaware.org, and you'll be connected with your local expert on the issue. But as you said, absolutely, our report found that there isn't a single state in America where child care is actually affordable. It's more expensive than housing, transportation, and food. It's just really out of reach for most families. There is only one state that met the threshold of affordability, which is 7% or less, and that was Louisiana, and they're only at 6.7%. So as you can see, in most parents and families are struggling with this.
So Louisiana right on the line, and the other 49 states just didn't make it.
That's exactly right.
So when you say it's not affordable pretty much anywhere in America, affordable by what standard? I mean, who sets out the numbers by which we deem child care affordable or not?
Yeah, so the Department of Health and Human Services actually put out a new recommendation that parents aren't spending more than 7% of their annual budget on child care expenses. And that's because of all the other, of course, expenses that parents are faced with in addition to child care.
7% seems a little low in a time in history when you're paying generally about a quarter to a half your income on housing. It seems maybe a little, I don't know, a little naive or something to think that you could get by with 7% of your income on child care. This is a big job.
It is a big job, and child care should be expensive because of the fact that, you know, it is a labor-intense job with the care for our children is incredibly important. There's a lot of other pressure and expenses that working families face today. So like you said, housing can be up to a third of a family's income. There's student loans now, of course. And food is going up, transportation is going up, and what we've really seen is wages have remained stagnant. So that, I think, was some of the reason behind that 7%, just to not add to how expensive it is for working families today.
So now that you've got 10 editions of the report, reach back, if you would, a little bit, Michelle, and let us know what the general trend has been, whether it has changed really at all over the 10 years that you've surveyed. And this is 2015 we're talking about in this year's report, right?
That's right, the 2015 data. So we have seen some trends, a slight rise in the cost of childcare, absolutely. And like I was talking about before, what's really been impactful is wages have really remained stagnant over this time, and other household expenses like the cost of mortgage, the cost of housing have gone up. So that really adds to the impact. We have seen college tuition go up as well, and we do some cross analysis in this report. And in Oregon, for example, it is more expensive to have an infant in child care than it is to send your 18-year-old to a public college or university.
Really? So even though we talk about the high cost of tuition in Oregon, which is one of many states where higher education tuition has taken off like a rocket, even with that, the cost of an infant in child care is greater.
Absolutely. It's several thousand dollars greater, actually, in Oregon. And so parents, and what's kind of interesting about that is parents typically have some savings set aside or anticipating, have about 18 years to anticipate the cost of college. There's also federal programs and Pell Grants and supports out there. There's a great deal of sticker shock for parents that are shopping around for child care, or maybe they're expecting, and when they see those numbers, it's just really out of reach for most families.
Michelle McCready is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the chief of policy at Child Care Aware of America, which puts out the report Parents and the High Cost of Child Care. The 2016 edition is just out. Looking at numbers from 2015, it finds that in Oregon it's about $21,000 a year for child care. We're talking in California, $22,000 plus a year. And in both cases, it's greater than 12% of income, which makes them among the less good states for trying to afford child care on the average salary. You can join the discussion on the exchange. Talk about the issues involved in leading to this moment and what might lead us away from this moment to more affordable child care. 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Let's drill into the numbers just a bit, Michelle, because when we talk about $21,000 in Oregon, it's $21,072 to be exact in Oregon, and in California, $22,460 a year for an infant and another child. I mean, how many kids are we talking about?
So the $21,000 number is actually the annual cost of care for an infant and a four-year-old. Within a child care center. So that's having two children in child care. And for the annual cost for just an infant, it's around $12,000 a year.
Okay. So if there's one child in care, it's a bit cheaper than certainly having two in there. Are people, and I know that this is a pile of data you're dealing here, but I wonder how many anecdotes come in along with this, and if people are making decisions about when and whether to have children based on this, or whether they are staying home or making other decisions about their careers based on the cost of childcare.
Absolutely. And we have a network of parent advocates and parent leaders that have really shared their story and shared their challenges with us. And what we hear that all the time is that it's either you put your career on hold, or you really don't have the options that are quality or that you would prefer as your family, as a working family in America. And just to paint a little bit about what we're seeing as a national trend is that, yeah, millennials are pushing off having children till later on in life or not at all, just because it's simply not affordable. And also for single parents, if they have one or two children, we're seeing an exorbitant amount of their salaries having to go to child care. So a single parent in Oregon, for example, if they had two children in child care, they would be paying about 93% of their income in order to even sustain having children in child care.
93%. That is a staggering figure. Let's unpack some of this, though, and talk about what assumptions are being made here. So these are relative to average income. So we're talking median income in Oregon, which is essentially right in the middle of what everybody makes?
Yes, that's exactly right.
Okay. And then what about the quality? You did mention quality in child care. So, I mean, are we making some assumptions about the level of care provided at a cost of $12,000 for an infant or $21,000 for infant and four-year-old?
Yeah, this is actually looking at licensed child care, so there are some basic health and safety and quality parameters. However, what we do know is that when parents are looking for quality child care, and again, visit our website, childcareaware.org, to learn more about how to find quality child care, what questions to ask. But yeah, there what we call child care deserts exist across the nation and in Oregon as well, where options are out of reach for a variety of reasons. Maybe there's not a licensed center even in your county or your community, or you have to drive 45 minutes away. We've also talked with parents and families that want infant care, and because the demand is so great, they have to sign up for a wait list. And sometimes these wait lists can be a year, 2 years. I've heard even 3 years to get a child into a desired child care center or program.
So to your knowledge, are some people perhaps timing when to actually have children based on when they have openings? I mean, are they putting reservations in before they even have children?
So I haven't heard of that. You typically have to be expecting in order to join the wait list. But yeah, absolutely. It's quite it's quite a challenge for parents that don't know exactly what's going to happen when they have a child and where they can send their child. And as you pointed out before, a lot of compromises have to be made. We've talked to families that do the math, and simply it doesn't make sense for one parent to work. They say, I'm only going to be bringing down $1, $2 an hour after you subtract childcare out of my income. And so we've also seen parents make compromises on quality, where maybe they would prefer a licensed care but have to go with another option.
And across the country, what do we know about the availability of licensed care and what percentage that makes up of the total care universe versus non-familial child care and that is unlicensed, for example?
Yeah, so it really depends, varies state by state, how many licensed programs and what the quality of licensing really means within that state. But what we do know is that parents that are eligible for child care assistance through the Child Care and Development Block Grant, only one out of six families are actually receiving that assistance. So even if you're eligible for child care assistance, it's highly likely that you're not receiving it.
Child Care Development and Block Grant, what is that?
Yeah, so it's a block grant that's passed through to the states and provides things like assistance for parents to afford child care. It also helps support quality and professional development for programs. It does a lot of great things, but it's a federal block grant program. And what we know right now, we're only one out of every six family that are eligible are actually getting the support that they need.
So is money being left on the table? Are people not applying for kinds of aid they could be getting?
So it's just simply not enough to meet the demand out there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We're talking to Michelle McCready again, who's the Chief of Policy at Child Care Aware of America, which just put out the 10th edition of its annual report, Parents and the High Cost of Child Care. This is the 2016 edition, looking back to the 2015 numbers, which show that in Oregon, for example, caring for an infant and a four-year-old, $21,072 a year. And California, $22,460 a year, in both cases, over 12% of parental income to be able to afford that. Join us on the Jefferson Exchange as we talk about the issues with providing child care in America today, particularly in an environment where both parents seem to feel the need to work, and of course, a much more dire situation, as we've already heard, at least in part, for single parents. Join us at 800-838-3760 or by email jx@jeffnet.org. Back to the issue you mentioned a moment ago where sometimes the decision is made simply not to work. And I can see how that would happen because a parent figures out, well, you know, I could either work and have almost nothing left to pay for the child care, or I could just stay home and basically be in a wash financially. It wouldn't be that different.
That's exactly right. And honestly, it's not only impacting that family and the career that is put on hold, but businesses are actually affected as well. The high cost of childcare is hurting businesses. We see numbers that businesses suffer a $4.4 billion loss a year due to gaps in productivity when a parent has to take time off to care for a child because of a childcare breakdown. There's surveys in our report that have shown 65% of parents' work schedules are significantly impacted by child care challenges, and that there is losses to wages. About $29 billion is lost in wages for families who do not have access to affordable child care and paid family and medical leave during some critical times in their child's development.
Wow, so $4.4 billion in lost productivity and $29 billion in lost wages. That's a pile of money.
Absolutely.
We have an email here from Mike in Medford who writes, my sister is a single mother who lives locally. Child care has always been a huge burden. DHS, that's the Oregon Department of Human Services, actually told her to quit her job and go on welfare. Child care has become a strange, decentralized maze of individual providers trying to make a career for themselves. Provide centralized child care at the elementary schools. Socialism works for the working class, says Mike in Medford. Thoughts about that, Michelle?
Yeah, so we have seen some really great examples of public-private partnerships to support families, and so they don't have to make choices not to work and to go on, more assistance. There are things that, you can do. Again, I talked about the Child Care Resource and Referral Agency can really navigate and help you walk you through really that those options that you have. So, yeah, I think that a lot does need to be done. We need to come together as policymakers, as business leaders, to really support families that are struggling, like the one that you just named.
The child care resource and referral agencies sound like they're ubiquitous across the country. Can we assume then that there is some federal seed money at least helping those programs continue?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a lot of that comes from the Child Care and Development Block Grant that I spoke about earlier. And if you are interested, if you have listeners that want to know more about how to contact that expert, they can visit childcareaware.org and find their local expert.
All right. So you'll direct them to the state version of, or actually the local version of their child care resource and referral network?
Yes, absolutely.
And what are some of the charges of the resource and referral networks? I mean, what are the things? I mean, but their name seems fairly straightforward. Mm-hmm. But I wonder if there are some other things we're missing that can be done by these agencies.
So they absolutely walk the parent through the questions to ask, of course, and the options that they have. Really making sure that the setting is right for the family. So some parents prefer a family child care setting. Some parents prefer a child care center, and they will let you know your options. And they also support the child care teachers. They offer things like professional development trainings and programs to learn about curriculum and to learn about safe sleep training, for example, and social and emotional development, and, which is critically important for infants and toddlers, especially as their brain is developing and they're really learning exponentially about the world.
As we look at this report, and I did click on a few states to look at what the situations were there, I mean, again, it's still largely numbers on its face. I mean, you can get a little deeper into it, certainly. There's lots of information available to you through the website at Child Care Aware of America. But I wonder how different child care offerings are from state to state and how different the quality levels are. There is no federal mandates for how those are kept even from state to state, is there?
So there was the reauthorization of the Child Care and Development Block Grant in 2014, and that really lifted the health and safety and quality standards of a federal program. But as you said, yes, the variety of child care quality is going to depend not only state by state, but the community by community. Some counties actually have their own standards and regulations. So that's, again, why it's so important to kind of call the expert and really make sure that you know your own licensing standards and what is going to work best for your family.
As we talk about standards and quality, I'm looking at one of the key findings in the report, which is a really interesting one. Most of the experts who you would ask agree that the majority of child care in the United States is of fair quality, but majority of parents say they're getting excellent child care.
That's right. So it is interesting to hear, and that really just shows that quality is the setting is really important to the parents. So if parents don't know what they don't know, and so what we've seen with licensing is that there's a long way to go to get to quality across America. So things like proper training in place, inspections happening at a regular basis, that somebody's coming in and seeing what's happening in that setting. So, if parents just know their teacher or they just know their environment and it's working for them, the anecdotal reports are very positive at times. However, we have seen the flip side of that where if the quality isn't there, there's not going to be the support that parents need, or they may not know a lot about if their program is being inspected, or if their program is being regulated properly. And we've also seen some hard situations and tragedies when it's not.
So, when you get parents coming in for the first time, do you recommend the first place they go is their child care resource and referral network, just to know which questions to ask of the potential daycare providers?
That's exactly right. So I kind of recommend three steps. So the first is to start early, to do your homework, find a setting that's the best fit for your family, and then that's right. The second is to call the expert. The child care resource and referral agencies are in every community. They can also help with your search, like I was talking about before, finding the program that's a great fit, and also if you're eligible for financial support. And then the third step is talk to the employer. Sometimes employers offer things like flexible spending accounts or actually childcare assistance as an employee benefit.
Are there any large-scale, then, sorts of policy recommendations? I mean, you are the chief of policy at Child Care Aware of America. So aside from advice for parents, what sorts of things are you pushing states and or the federal government to do to rectify the situation?
Absolutely. So we talked a lot about how the Child Care and Development Block Grant is underfunded and parents don't have access. So we really would like to see an increase in funding at the federal level and at the state level. And what we do is we actually look to the military as a bright spot, a model of how quality child care is being provided, and also it's being financially supported. So the Department of Defense offers child care assistance to all military members that have children, and there is thresholds of quality that child care has to meet.
And how much of a percentage of income, I wonder, just within the DOD?
So we've done a little bit of research into that, and it is around 7 to 10% that parents are not paying more than. And we've also seen some bright spots in local communities and at city and state level. Louisiana, for example, has done some really neat things around tax credits for both child care staff so they can lower the cost. And for the providers and directors, so they're not paying too much to run a small business. And that actually relieves the burden on the parents and how much they're paying. There's been some interesting early childhood education tax reforms in Seattle, Washington, and Colorado, for example, to help generate some additional revenue to go to early education programs and relieve the burden and stress on parents. So we'd like to see a lot more of that.
All right, certainly some efforts going on then to try to change some of the findings in this report. The report, again, is called Parents and the High Cost of Child Care in Oregon, $21,000 to care for two kids in child care, more than $22,000 in California, in both cases more than 12% of income. Michelle McCready is the Chief of Policy at Child Care Aware of America. Thanks so much for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thanks so much, Jeff.
All right, take care.